Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it. Knicks lead by three. The Brunson burner ignited.
Ian Eagle's so good. NBA's got some really good play-by-play guys this time of year that you're kind of exposed to for the first time. And you realize, oh, he does basketball, too. That was the NBA's clutch player of the year, Jalen Brunson, hitting the biggest shot of the game last night, the biggest shot of the series. The Knicks move on. The Pistons go home. But Wizards fans, remember this about the Detroit Pistons. Before this year, they won 17 games in the 22-23 season. They won 14 games in the 23-24 season. 14. Wizards actually won four more games this year than the Pistons won last year. It takes time, but the Pistons are an example, as are, to a certain degree, the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder, about what the Wizards could be in store for in a year or two. All of them went through some variation of what Washington is attempting to do right now, which is strip it down and try to build it up. We'll see. Good morning, everybody. The NBA playoffs right now, just one game seven out of the 8 first-round series, although there is a game six tonight in San Francisco where Golden State will try to put Houston's hopes to bed. That will be a tough game. Steph Curry's got an injured thumb heading into that game. The NHL playoffs, the same thing. Out of the 8 first-round series, you've got one game seven, but you do have a game six tonight. The game seven that you have scheduled will be in Dallas on Saturday night, tomorrow night. That series got evened up last night by Colorado. And the overall best team in hockey, the President's Trophy winning Winnipeg Jets, have a 3-2 series lead. They are in St. Louis tonight. The Blues will be trying to force a Game 7 in that series. Look, the sports in the two leagues, the NHL and the NBA, they would love it if they had nothing but Game 6s and Game 7s all weekend long into Monday night. That would be phenomenal for them because there really is nothing that matches a Game 7 in the NBA playoffs or in the NHL playoffs in those respective sports. When you are in best of 7, best of 5 kind of sports, early portions of those series are not as dramatic. They just aren't. You know, if you can enjoy the games and enjoy the intensity, which I do, they're great, but they don't have that do-or-die aspect that a one-and-done postseason has, the NFL, as an example. But the playoffs have been good in both sports so far. They are in full swing. When you look at it, you know, they start here towards the end of April, and they don't end until early to mid-June. It is long and drawn out, but every night brings something interesting. And last night, Jalen Brunson with a dagger three in a game in which they blew a 10-point lead, and then Detroit blew a 7-point lead, but Brunson got it done. He had 40 last night in the Knicks' win. The late-night game, the Clippers forced the Game 7 in what has really been the best series in the first round in the NBA playoffs. James Harden had himself a game last night. He came out ready. You know, James Harden has not been a very good playoff performer, especially in the latter stages of a series during his career. But last night he came out ready. He went for 28. Kawhi Leonard went for 27 and 10 rebounds. And the Clippers beat the Nuggets 111-105. That should be one hell of a Game 7 tomorrow night. Like in Game 5, and I'm actually surprised at this. I don't really understand it. Game 5, the Clippers were favored on the road against the Nuggets, and they lost big. They are right now a pick'em tomorrow night in Game 7 in Denver. I think Denver should be the favored team at home. I actually think in the six games, the Nuggets have been more of a team and more of a difficult sort of team to beat in terms of the way they play. The Clippers are a little bit easy to guard at times. It's a lot of ISO ball like the Lakers run. I would favor the Nuggets tomorrow night if I were an odds maker. Of course, they can gauge where the action is and try to even up both sides, but I would think that the evening up of both sides would be Denver at least as a 2.5-point favorite. The game is a pick'em right now, but that should be a great basketball game tomorrow night and a fun one to watch if you like Game 7s. All right, I've got a couple of things to get to. Let me just mention, we have two guests on the show today. Ben Standing will join us a little bit earlier than usual at 11 a.m. because Phil Mendelson, the city council chairman, will be our guest at 12 noon. So we'll talk some stadium with Phil Mendelson and find out where the city council is right now. But this from Devin to open up the show. Devin writes, Kevin, you've got to be kidding me that you don't think the NFL blackballed Shedeur Sanders. Second-round talent at worst. So, Devin, I agree with one thing you wrote, and I totally disagree with the other. I agree that he was a second-round talent at worst. I completely disagree with you that the NFL colluded or blackballed Shedeur Sanders. This is so simple, guys. It's not hard. We've talked about the examples over the years. All right, you know, if you are, you know, a questionable sort of interview, if there are some red flags around your, you know, draft overall profile, if you are talented, you're going to get picked. They're not passing over on Cam Newton or Caleb Williams. Hell, Johnny Manziel slipped, but he only slipped to 20 in the first round. I mean, it was a major fall considering where he had been projected, but he fell to 20 because they viewed him as a talent, or many teams did. This isn't hard with Shedeur Sanders. Two things happened to Shedeur Sanders. Number one, the league didn't view him as a first-round talent. Devin, they just didn't, all right? And even you said he was a second-round talent at worst. And that's where part two comes in. As a second-round talent, or worse than second-round, but let's just say second-round, they viewed him as, at best, a low-end starter, more likely a guy who would be a backup quarterback in the NFL. Throw all the numbers and all the stats and all the hype and all the discussion from mock drafters over the course of the last year. The league did not see him the same way media analysts and mock drafters did, period. If they did, he would have been picked in the first round. And so once they determined, based on their evaluation, that he wasn't a starting NFL quarterback, he was more a backup or a very low-end starter, meaning a second-round grade, then they had to consider the overall. What are we getting in the kid? Well, he didn't interview with many people. He didn't show up and work out in places that a lot of other players did. He treated this situation, as did the people around him, including his father, as if he was a de facto first overall pick in the draft, or certainly in competition for it. And he wasn't. He just wasn't. They completely misplayed their situation. I've read a lot here over the last few days that suggests that the fact that they didn't have an agent and they were very much in their own little bubble rather than having an NFL agent that could have said to them, look, you need to go to the combine. You need to interview with more than just a couple of teams. You can't pick where you're going to go. You're not Eli Manning. Eli Manning was a legitimate upper-tier first-round quarterback the way he was evaluated. You're not him. And I've read a lot in recent days about how people have come to the conclusion that not having an actual NFL agent that could have laid out the situation, the reality of the situation, rather than perhaps, you know, Shadur and his family, including his father and those around him, relying on media speculation about where he might go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An agent would have been able to say, you're viewed right now as a second rounder, so you've got to really interview well. You've got to show up and work out. You've got to basically interview for a first-round opportunity. And that's not what Shadur Sanders did. And when he did it, according to all reports, the interviews did not go well. There was an arrogance and there was a presumption by him that the teams would be lucky to get him rather than he would be lucky to have an opportunity to play for them. And that did not sit well. And then you just factor in the three-ring circus that Colorado football has been the last 2 years, and that Deion and the Sanders and Travis Hunter and all of them have been over the last 2 years. By the way, I think good for the sport. I think it's been very good for college football, no doubt, the last 2 years. But if you are going to bring that into your building, then you have to believe that he's got a chance to be your starting quarterback for years to come. If you don't believe that, then you don't go for the player that's going to bring everything else in, and he's a backup quarterback. Backup quarterbacks have to immerse themselves into the culture of the team. They have to understand, you know, where they are. and not elevate themselves beyond where they are. Certainly, they strive to become the starter competitively, but they just didn't want it. It was a juice worth the squeeze situation once they evaluated him as something other than a first-round talent. There was no blackballing of Shedeur Sanders. There was no collusion. This league is about winning, okay? It doesn't matter. If your talent is there, we've seen it over and over again. There can be many questions about character, many questions about the characters around you. But if you're a legit first-round talent, you're going in the first round. They did not see him that way. This from Mark. Mark wrote off the conversation yesterday that we were having about sort of the state of the NFC. And I said that the NFC is actually better and deeper than the AFC. You know, the AFC, you really have three excellent teams in Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. In the NFC, you've got a lot more than that. You have your two NFC championship teams in the NFC East, Philadelphia and Washington. It's nice to say. You've got an NFC North top to bottom, maybe the best division in football, with Detroit certainly at the top, but Green Bay very good, Minnesota coming off a 14-win season, and Chicago actually, in many ways, in this offseason, kind of going all in, believing that year two and the first under Ben Johnson, year two of Caleb Johnson, of Caleb Williams, can be a winning season and a playoff season. Tampa just keeps winning enough games to make the postseason under Todd Bowles. And in the West, you've got the Rams, who I think right now have been sort of very underrated in terms of their roster from an odds perspective. But we talked about, you know, one of the power rankings, I think it was Yahoo or USA Today, having the Rams as the third best team in the league. That's the first time I've seen that. And we've been talking about the Rams roster for a while, and we know how well coached they are. We know how good the quarterback is when he's healthy. They got a good team, the Rams do. And the 49ers are still thought to be, by odds makers anyway, fully healthy, a contender. The NFC is just deeper and better than the AFC. Of course, that can change. You know, we could be saying something completely different when we get to mid-November or early November, and they've played seven or eight games already. But Mark writes, Kevin, so if the NFC is so much better, doesn't that lead to the possibility of a year two Jaden Daniels step back season? Well, I don't know if it leads to a Jaden Daniels step back season. What it could lead to, you know, given the teams they're playing, you know, the opponents that they have, and it's always about when you play an opponent, not the opponent themselves. But yeah, there's a possibility that the team could be a better team in year two, but have a worse record. They won 12 games last year, you know, with many of them coming in the last few seconds. You know, I hear this all the time, and not to, you know, bust the mathematical or statistics and probability bubble that so many of the people out there seem to believe they have. When I hear, well, they won all these games by close games, that can't happen. Again, there will be what they refer to as a regression to the mean. I love that. All these are independent events. The fact that Washington had all of these close games doesn't mean it can't happen in the next season. In fact, the reason they won all of those close games last year was the same quarterback that's coming back this year in his second year, and hopefully a season in which they're even more comfortable. You know, C.J. Stroud's sophomore slump season corresponded with that offensive line having major struggles in Houston. Washington upgraded their offensive line, at least on paper they did, with the addition of Laremy Tunsil and maybe the drafting of Josh Connerly Jr. I don't see, as long as he's perfectly healthy, I don't see like this light bulb that went on in the heads of defensive coordinators throughout the league that, you know, gives them the answer to making Jaden Daniels look like something we didn't see last year. I don't see that. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just saying that everything I watched last year seems like it's repeatable and even potentially better in year two. You know, we've talked about this. You know, what are the real flaws? You know, there's some footwork issues. We've heard that discussed. There's some decision-making, you know, issues. But how about giving him a better offensive line, which they went out and did, and giving him maybe a better overall rush attack that doesn't involve him as the primary rusher? And let's see what this offense can be. I'm excited about the offense. I don't see a step back year for Jaden Daniels. I think it's very possible that there is a season next year that doesn't involve 12 regular season wins. But the number that we discussed yesterday, and it has come down in spots to 9.5 post-draft. You know, BetMGM and others right now have Washington's over-under win total for 2025 at 9.5 games. It's their highest since 2000. It was at 10.5, but let's just go with 9.5 right now. We are now through much of the offseason. There are still possibilities. We talked about some of them yesterday. Za'Darius Smith, I am sort of a fan of at least checking in to see whether or not Nick Chubb is healthy and willing to come to Washington. Washington is much more of a destination than it's ever been for a player like Nick Chubb. J.K. Dobbins is out there. He's younger. You're talking about two players that are consistently hurt and get hurt, but you know, when they are healthy, they are dynamic backs. I think Chubb more so than J.K. Dobbins, in my opinion. But there are other players out there. Justin Simmons is out there. You know, there are players that are still available. But at this point, much of the offseason is completed, and the roster that we're looking at right now in terms of, you know, as they're approaching a 90-player depth chart after the draft and after the signing of undrafted free agents, and the addition of a kicker. By the way, that could have been a very big, big acquisition, Matt Gay. If he can kick at the level that he's kicked at when he's kicked his best, at his best, given how many close games there were last year, he could become a massive factor in 2025. But at 9.5 right now, post-draft, as the over-under number for win total, where would you go? Higher or lower? Over or under? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. The number right now for Washington entering 2025, win total, is 9.5. Do you think they'll win 10 or more games, or do you think they'll win 9 or less? That's the over-under bet. Which way are you going and why? 301-230-0980. I'll give you my answer when we come back, and Max will also. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.